Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Am I alone on this? Potholes. I almost play it like video games. I know where they are, my drive home or my drive to work, you know, and I'm just like, gotta avoid. Oh, got me. Yesterday, I'm coming down Lake, right there when, you know, then you go right, there's Ridge turning in the 104. Right at that light on the left lane, there's that pothole that I know it's there, and I do the old whoop whoop right around it. Most days, not yesterday.
Oh, got me. God. My husband is, because I always drive, people make fun of it, but he drives a lot for work, so I'm always driving. He's always in the passenger seat. It's bizarre to some people.
Driving missed a
thing. It is everywhere. I don't even ask if he wants to drive anymore. I just get into the driver's seat. So he'll sit there and go, ouch, ooh, ouch. When I can't avoid it. So Portland, we take Portland to go get my boy from Bishop Kearney. So right there on Portland, as you're coming up to Ridge Road, in the right-hand lane, if there's a car to your left, you can't veer to miss it. So you got to kind of shut your eyes and... Yep. I had to hit it, Steve! Ooh, ow!
Am I alone? Do you play it like a video game? I got around it.
I do try to memorize where they're at. Yeah. They redid my road outside of my house, and it makes us crazy because... They redid this beautiful road, but like the grates on the side, on the right side that drain the road, you know what I mean? They're like little sewer grates, aren't at the same height as the road. So there's holes. So I'm like, so we got this new road and you still have holes.
Oh, got some issues. I don't know. Sometimes it's in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I've turned a park light and got me. Yeah. Oh man. Potholes. Be safe out there. Try to avoid them, but it can mess up your alignment. It could pop a tire. It could cause an accident, some of those deep ones.
We hit that one on Portland, and it turned on my engine light. And now my engine light won't shut off.
Really?
And Steve was like, I'm sure it's just a, whatever those are, a sensor.
Uh-huh.
I go, oh my gosh, we hit that hole, and the engine light came on. It went ding, ding, and now it won't shut off. So I don't know what that means.
Wait, I have an idea.
Oh boy. Got the king of bad ideas over here.
I don't remember asking, but okay.
I'm really not good at mechanics, but I'm thinking, what if you hit that pothole one more time? Maybe it'll knock the sensor light back on.
Like if you get a concussion, hit yourself over the head again to bring you back into your
We're talking
right mind.
Mechanical stuff here, okay? Potholes, it's like playing a video game. You know where they are. You're trying to avoid them on your way to work. And then, oh, they got me. Am I alone on this? Does it happen to you, too? You play it like a video game to try to avoid those potholes?
Yeah, I do it on the expressway because especially when you're on 490 going towards Enfield, right at the 490, 590 interchange, they've got all those, like, they're not really potholes, but they're the open cracks. And so, like, and it's only in one certain area. So, like, if you get in certain lanes, you're going to hit them. But if you get in another lane, you're not.
And then once you do it a few times, you're like, you're the pro. And you're looking over at the ones driving over going, suckers, newbies, newbies.
Potholes. 92.5 WB. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bow, producer Hope. There's a way when you notice some that they could help you, huh?
Yes. 1-800-POTHOLE. connects you with the New York State Department of Transportation. So you can go through and report them.
Oh, yeah. Steve does that all the time.
All the time?
Yeah. He reports every single model. And the guy who answers the phone, at least the gentleman who answered the phone when we called last night, was very nice about it. He was like, please, don't apologize. Like, we encourage it. How are we supposed to be everywhere at once? If we don't get these calls, we can't get this stuff fixed. And so he was like very thankful, which just further encourages my husband to be like a pothole warrior now.
Dedicated civil servant.
I know. He's like, if I don't do it, who will?
Not all heroes wear capes.
And Steve calls all the time. It's like, where everybody knows his name. 1-800-POTHOLE.
He's Steve. Always sitting shotgun, so it gives him something to do.
They all know his name. He calls so much. Hey, TJ Bo, producer Hope. We're team players here. We got your back. We got each other's back. And over the holidays, you said you had that vitamin C issue thing. How are you doing with that, by the way?
You mean the scurvy?
Yes.
Vitamin C complete deficiency.
I don't mean to bring it up in a bad way. I'm just wondering how you're doing.
It's doing great. Everything's good. Level. But I have to take a ton of vitamin C supplements and up the vitamin C intake in my diet.
And most people think the best vitamin C is through an orange.
Right.
Which is good. But I discovered something else in the produce aisle. I didn't know kiwis had more than just a green one. They got gold and they got red. And I'm like, I got to try this. So I got the gold ones because on the outside it said more vitamin C than an orange. A gold kiwi.
Really?
Fuzzy little fruit. Little thing there. Wash them up, cut off the ends, and I'll just eat it like an apple now. It's delicious.
You eat the fuzz?
Yes. I eat it all.
I'm out.
No. It's got a nice sweet to it. Sometimes I'll cut it up. I'll put it in my yogurt. And then put some peanut butter in there. It's like peanut butter, not jelly, but peanut butter, kiwi, and yogurt, my Greek yogurt. I'm trying. I really am. But what I thought about you is the vitamin C.
Yeah.
And then if you read more, it says it's great for a post-workout snack. I mean, you're working out hard, Hope. Are you into the kiwi world? Have you ever tried it?
I have not tried gold kiwi. It's been a minute. I don't really spend a lot of time in the produce aisle because I get too cold. So I just stick to the frozen fruit and vegetables from the freezer section.
Cold?
You're walking by an open refrigerator, Bo. You see the mist coming out. It's freezing over there all the time. Any time of year. Walk in the summer in my shorts and tank top. I can't be in the produce aisle. It's too cold. In the winter, it's too cold.
I swear to God, she makes this up. There's no way you're possibly real life. There's no way you skip that section just because it's too cold.
That is literally the only reason that I skip it is because I'm freezing. I just go to the freezer section because I can just like look, make a plan of attack, open the cooler door, grab what I need and shut it. Wow. Boom, boom, boom.
What I'm visualizing here is the doctor's face. Hope, you need more fruits, vegetables, produce in your life. Can't do it. It's too cold.
No, I'm not going over there.
I do eat fruits and vegetables. They're just in my freezer. And then I take them out, put them in smoothies. I just got a Ninja Creamy for Christmas. Last night I made pineapple sorbet with my frozen pineapple.
She just won't go get fresh stuff.
Okay.
It's fresh before they put it in the freezer bag.
It's freshly frozen.
How she justifies it too is amazing. I know. Okay. So we know it's cold now, but think summer. The summer times, especially with the humidity, it's like 90 degrees, feeling like over 100. When you see the one young lady walking through produce in the winter jacket, the parka, the scarf, the gloves, guess who?
I'm just looking for some broccoli real quick. I knew I shouldn't have done this.
5WB, we just learned out of the three of us, one does not go into the produce here just because it's too cold and prefers just buying the frozen fruits and vegetables because it's easier to get in and out without
getting
cold. I can
make a game plan, look at the door, know exactly where my hand's going, and I can go boom, 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 boom.
Which is insane reasoning to me. However, a texter is actually justifying. Maybe it's the way they put it as opposed to the way you put it that makes sense to me. This says Hope actually might be on to something. The nutritional value in frozen fruits and veggies is usually higher because they don't deteriorate like fresh ones.
Boom!
Now, okay.
Who's the healthy person on the morning show now, TJ?
Listen. You did not say I do it for nutritional value. You did not say it. You said it because it's too cold to go into the other section.
Okay, whatever the reasoning, I don't think it matters. I'm making the healthier choice here.
All right, you two, let's keep it classy. Neutral Corners, WBEE.